From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has sought to downplay the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Tuesday said the Obama administration does not see Pyongyang as capable of tipping a missile with a nuclear warhead. He urged the regime to return to negotiations.
As we have before, continue to call on the DPRK to refrain from provocative actions and inflammatory rhetoric that threaten international peace and stability, and we want them to make the strategic choice to fulfill their international obligations and commitments and return, frankly, to the six-party talk process.
Sunday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. President-elect Donald Trump said a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. A senior Trump advisor, Kellyanne Conway, appeared Tuesday on U.S. television.
He's putting them on notice. He's putting North Korea on notice through this tweet and through other statements that this won't happen. He, as president of the United States, wants to stand between them and their missile capabilities, which experts say could be deployed to reach Seattle almost immediately.
U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies against a North Korean threat.
There are aspects to it. We mentioned the THAAD system. Obviously, you're aware of our Aegis systems. You're aware of the TPY-2 radars we have in the region, and also our ground-based system. And this is a system that we continue to work on, continue to develop, but we're confident in our ability to protect the homeland.
Some analysts view the North Korean threat as the first national security priority facing the incoming Trump administration. The Renamo opposition in Mozambique says it has extended a ceasefire by 2 months, raising hopes for peace after rising violence with the Frelimo government. It follows phone conversations between the leaders of the two factions, Renamo's Afonso Lapa and President Felipe Nyusi. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing concern a Mideast peace conference scheduled in Paris this month will result in new UN Security Council action aimed at Israel. The French-organized conference will be attended by dozens of countries, but no Israeli or Palestinian representatives will be officially recognized.
Vidat Paris et Vidat Sark.
Mr. Netanyahu rejected the meeting as futile. Last month, the U.S. abstained from a UN Security Council resolution critical of Israeli settlement activity, allowing it to pass. Turkey's foreign minister said the identity of the gunman who killed nearly 40 people on New Year's Day at an Istanbul nightclub has been established. He did not identify the attacker, who remains at large. Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the massacre. Meanwhile, Turkey's parliament has extended the country's state of emergency for another 3 months, beginning January 19, following last July's failed coup. Nearly 160 inmates from a jail in the southern Philippines escaped after suspected Muslim rebels attacked the prison early Wednesday. It sparked a firefight with one guard killed. It's one of the country's biggest jailbreaks and took place in Quetapawan, more than 900 kilometers south of Manila. Meanwhile, Brazilian authorities are conducting a manhunt for dozens of inmates who escaped during a prison riot near the Amazonas state capital, Manaus. Only about a quarter of some 200 inmates who fled the violence have been returned. Rival drug gangs fought each other for 17 hours inside the prison earlier this week, leaving 56 inmates dead. Justice Minister Alexandre de Moraes said new prisons must be built as part of broader penal reform to tackle chronic overcrowding. President-elect Trump Tuesday threatened automaker General Motors with a border tax for sending a version of one of its Mexican-made cars to U.S. dealers tax-free. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company said it's decided to shift investments away from Mexico back to a Michigan plant. Ford Chief Executive Mark Fields.
In addition to the $4.5 billion that we've committed to new electrified vehicles, we today are announcing that we're investing another $700 million to transform and expand this Flat Rock assembly plant, creating a new manufacturing innovation center.
Last year, Ford announced plans to shift some operations to Mexico. The sale of a new edition of Adolf Hitler's political treatise Mein Kampf has soared in Germany after going on sale for the first time a year ago. The book has never been banned, but only secondhand copies or internet versions had been available. Convicted mass murderer Charles Manson has been hospitalized for an undisclosed medical issue. The 82-year-old Manson transported from a California prison where he's serving a life term for killing seven people, including a pregnant actress Sharon Tate, in 1969. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.